Hello, PSJA Memorial. This is Paul Hageman at the South Texas Jazz Festival. Looking forward to your performance. Looking forward to your performance. Good luck to you. You got some good charts. Looking forward to hearing them. Blow through the line. Remember, jazz is a study of legato in the swing stop. Don't rush those figures. Hold the time in the rhythm section. Make sure you're holding time and don't slow down when you're making those big moves on the fretboard. If you put a metronome on this rhythm section, I think you'd hear what I'm talking about. It's just not steady. Got an army of saxes here. They'll sound really good, but I don't think the need for doubling so much as you're doing is there. I completely understand if it's, you know, to get make sure everybody gets a chance to participate and so forth, because I know a lot of times, you know, there's no time for two bands. You only got
enough students for one, but you've got others interested and you want to include them. I completely get that. And what you could do on a contest like this, you know, is have half of them play on one tune, half on another, and so forth. You do things like that. But, I mean, they sound good. You know, and that's my point. They do sound good, and they're good and strong. So, brass, you know, you got to get the bells out of the stands and out away from looking at the floor. You got to have them up and out front for clarity. Super important. Make sure y'all do that. And rhythm section, you know, so bass player, make sure that your technique is such that you're getting around and holding the time. And when you're making bigger moves on the fretboard, it's not taking too long. The walking line wasn't as smooth and as connected as it could be. So there's a lot, you know, that's going on there that needs to be worked out. But, you know, it's really important that that be just rock solid down below. You know, the funny thing is the wind players were the ones really kind of holding the tempo together on that rather than the rhythm section sometimes. And so rhythm, you know, you just have to be a metronome, just a clock down there. So make sure you're really doing that and paying attention to that. This double time, you didn't really bring it about, and I can't tell where it is in the drums. It should be playing on the right side, ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding, not on the hi-hat right here. Yeah, so really hard to make that double time work when the drummer's not really doing the double time in there. That's got to be very clear what you're doing. And it would have been great too if the bass was walking in the double time. And I realize it may not be written that way, but that's the way you should do it. You know, even if it means changing the part. But I think it was that way, as I recall from this arrangement. Thank you.
place are suspect. Yeah, tuning right there. The trumpets and the saxes tuning.
Nice on the flugel. Very nice job, Angel. Way to go. So we just got to lock in the rhythm section on that tune so that the sound is right, the time is right, especially going into the double time. We've got to make sure that makes sense, and that really didn't make much sense that time. Again, you know, brass, I'm not seeing or hearing consistency in your where your bells are, and that's affecting the balance. So that's super important, you know, that you want those bells out, unless for effect you have them in the stand just for a short amount of time. It's just not characteristic of the sound, and we lose clarity from you that way as well. All right, little Gordon Goodwin.
Thank you.
lot of good things, you know, going band. Just a lot of little things that you got to clean up. And in the rhythm section, we need more solidity in what's going on throughout, you know, particularly between the bass and the drummer. If we could lock that up, that would really help. Brass, you got to get your bells up, got to get them up and out so we can hear more clarity from you all. And that'll make a big difference. Style on that last tune, like I said, short notes could be a little shorter, long notes could be a little bit longer. And I think that'll make a world of difference in really providing more contrast between, you know, long and short. And you don't want to just play stuff in the middle. That's, you know, we never want to do things halfway like that. Make sure you're really showing difference in the two styles throughout. A lot of good stuff going on there. I mean, you know, tough charts, but great charts. I mean, you pick some really, really good music for the band. And I enjoyed it today. So nice job, guys. I enjoyed hearing you. And I hope my comments help. Thanks a lot. See you later.